Well, in breaking news, a South African journalist has just reportedly been kidnapped in Syria. And for more details on the kidnapping, we're very pleased to be joined on the line by Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman of the Gift of the Givers to shed more information on this matter. Doctor, a very good morning to you. Can you confirm indeed that a South African journalist has been kidnapped in Syria?
Yes, it was on Tuesday evening. He was on his way out from a place called Darkosh towards the Turkish border. People from the hospitals who are linked to me were escorting him out of the country. It's normally a very safe route. The ambulances normally travel on that route to the Turkish border. Suddenly, from nowhere, two cars stopped the car that was carrying him, and they took them in our car, and two other cars followed from another place 1 hour away. They then took the South African person, Shiraz Mohammed, and when the other two Syrians asked him, "What are you doing with him?" I said, "No, it's nothing serious. We just want to clear some misunderstanding and we'll return him in 2 days. That was supposed to be on Thursday, but till now we have not heard from him or from them.
Doctor, I couldn't really make out what you were saying there because I can't hear you, but do we know how and why the journalist was kidnapped? And can you verify at this stage which organization he works for?
Well, he was doing he's an independent photographer. He was doing a photo shoot in Syria. He works for himself. And he was there for 5 days and then was getting ready to leave the country. So he was taken by a group, and we're not sure which group that is, but we know when he was stopped, the people who were taking him, they were people from my hospital, from the Gift of the Givers hospital. They told him not to worry. It's not dangerous. It's just a misunderstanding. So we don't know why he was taken and what the reasons are. We are still waiting for that.
All right. And, Doctor, I understand you are on your way. Are you on your way to go and negotiate? What is your role in this whole matter?
I was on my way to Cape Town because this was a pre-arranged trip to Cape Town, and this happened suddenly. So I have teams on the ground. I am directly involved with them. I'm guiding them what to do. But I have a very strong team inside Syria. We have 200 people working for us. So we're quite satisfied that we will achieve some success in the next few days.
Thank you so much for that. That is Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. He is, of course, the CEO of the Gift of the Givers, and he's just giving us some information on what has happened around the news of a South African journalist that has just been kidnapped out in Syria.